Peace be with you and with your spirit, my friends. So as I prepare for the next season of St. Anthony's Tongue, I've been going through a lot of really fun and fascinating pieces of literature. And one that I came across is a book that was just recently translated from medieval Latin to English. It is called Imperatrix Aeterna, which essentially means Eternal Empress. And these are kind of folk tales of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the medieval period. And this was just recently translated. And I think one of the reasons why is it's really weird. And I mean that in the best way. There are stories of Mary being jealous. There are stories of Mary, you know, nursing literally priests back to health. There are these really interesting stories. And I think they're incredible. So I wanted to share them with you. Another really interesting feature of this book, so this comes from the Middle Ages, likely around early to mid 1200s. And it is attributed to Pope Celestine V. And Celestine V is one of the most fascinating popes. There hadn't been a pope for over 2 years. And Celestine V was a hermit. He lived in a cave. He was known as a holy man. And he wrote an angry letter to the conclave, basically saying, God is going to damn you if you do not choose a pope. So what did the conclave do? They said, all right, come on down. You are now going to be our pope. So they went up and they got him, brought him down. He only remained pope for around 5 months. He is sometimes referred to as the pope who quit. And this became a big historical topic when Pope Benedict XVI stepped down. There is some blurriness around if he really did quit or if they forced him out. But he was a mystic. He was a holy monk and a hermit, as well as a pope. And I just think it's fascinating, this really mysterious figure also compiled some really mysterious stories about the Blessed Virgin Mary. So this first feature will have 5 of them, and then I will be sharing the rest on Patreon. So I hope you enjoy, and God bless. And thank you for listening. Story 1. The hand of a certain priest is amputated by the emperor and restored by the Virgin Mother of God. A certain priest was once accused of having written a letter against the reigning emperor. And now this accusation was false, for he had not done so, but nevertheless, a sentence was passed against him that the hand with which he was alleged to have written the letter should be cut off. And very soon this gruesome sentence was carried out, with the severed hand being hung before the door of the church at which the accused priest ministered. And now it happened that this church was dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. With complete faith in divine providence, the priest humbly gave thanks to God for the misfortune and injustice which had befallen him. However, he mourned in his heart because he was no longer capable of offering the sacrifice of the Holy Mass to the Lord. And so, feeling bitterly dejected, he approached an image of the Blessed Virgin in the church with his opened wound on display, and he exclaimed, O Lady of Grace, is this the reward of all my labors? Is this the blessing due to your faithful servant? Indeed, my queen, even if this is what was rightly due to me as punishment for my many failings, why have you permitted my hand to be cut off, the one instrument whereby I may serve you? For many times that hand had written canticles in your praise, And many times that hand has offered to God the sacrifice of the Mass in your honor. That night, the priest, thoroughly exhausted, lay in his bed, neither fully asleep nor fully awake, when behold, the Blessed Virgin appeared before him. "What has happened to you, my son?" she said with tender compassion. "I should ask you, my lady," replied the priest tearfully. "Where were you when all this was done to me? For the hand of your loving servant is now hanging before the door of this church." Mary replied to him, "Be comforted, my son. For the one who created human beings out of the void of nothingness is certainly able to restore your hand to you." Saying this, she went through the church and took down his severed hand from where it hung. She carefully placed it at the end of his wounded arm, and it was restored immediately to perfect wholeness and function, as if it had never been cut off at all. And bidding the priest farewell, the Empress of the Angels then vanished into the air. Now the next morning the priest arose and in gratitude offered a solemn Mass in honor of the Blessed Virgin. And when the emperor heard of these marvelous things, he rushed on foot to see the priest himself. Falling to his knees, he kissed the miraculously restored hand and humbly implored forgiveness for his error and his cruelty. Story 2. The Blessed Virgin, by the balm of the milk of her bosom, heals the lips of a cleric devoted to her. There was once a certain cleric who would salute the Holy Mother of Christ with great regularity and sincere devotion. He would genuflect before her image and say a Hail Mary, as well as reciting the lines, "Blessed is the womb that bore the Savior of the world and the breast that suckled the Son of God." Now it happened that this cleric was suddenly afflicted by a terrible illness, so much so that the doctors despaired utterly of his chances of recovery. The pain grew so intense that he would gnaw at his own lips and tongue, and indeed, he would have eaten his whole body away had he been able to do so. And as he lay in his bed in throes of dreadful agony, and truly more dead than alive, he saw a certain person of incredible beauty appear at the end of his bed. He understood that this person, whose radiance was beyond that of mortals, was none other than his own guardian angel. This angel, with eyes turned towards heaven, implored the Blessed Virgin Mary on behalf of the sick man, "What is this thing which has happened, O Queen of Mercy and Font of Piety? Are these lips and this tongue which I see to be so terribly injured the same ones which so fervently praised and passionately adored you? O Mistress of Angels and Empress of the Stars, if you yourself do not help those devoted to you, then who else will? Let it not be that pious hopes come to naught, or that those who seek refuge in you shall not find it." Then the Mother of God herself appeared to the sick man, and approaching closely, drew forth her sacred bosom from beneath her garments, and the same milk which had once nourished the infant deity flowed forth freely into the mouth of the afflicted cleric, and by virtue of this sacred balm, suddenly his lips and tongue were restored to full health, and his pain entirely taken away. Story number 3. The Blessed Virgin, rebuking the infidelity of one pledged to her, sends him away to the wilderness. There was a young man who possessed a ring which he had been given by a girlfriend of his. Between these two was a very natural bond of physical attraction, as is usual with young men and young women. Now it was his custom to play in the church with the other young men by kicking around a ball or indulging in other sports. Once, when he was doing so, his gaze chanced to fall upon a statue of the Blessed Virgin, whose superlative and incomparable beauty and grace struck him to his very heart. Falling to his knees before her and utterly infatuated, he declared, "You are truly more beautiful, more glorious, and more lovely than any other creature. Therefore, I hereby renounce unconditionally all other women, and I promise to love you alone." Having thus pledged himself, he placed the ring he wore upon the finger of the image of the Queen of Heaven. Some time after this event, however, he was married to another woman, pursuant to normal custom and expectations of the time. And after the wedding ceremony, as he led his bride into the bridal chamber, the Blessed Virgin appeared before him, displaying the ring whereby he had once pledged himself to love her exclusively. In sad but gentle words, she reprimanded him for his infidelity to what he had promised her. He recalled his pledge and then, distressed, fell asleep, leaving his bride to herself. As he slept, Mary again appeared to him, shedding tears of chaste melancholy for the contempt which he had shown her in marrying an earthly rival. Upon awaking and overcome by repentance for his infidelity to the Mother of God, and without any explanation or delay, the young man left his bride, his house, and his family, and he sought out the distant wilderness, where he would spend the remainder of his days in solitude and in silence. Story number 4. The Blessed Virgin transfers one of her devotees to a remote region to do penance. There was once a very rich young man who had pledged his devotion to Holy Mary, and every day prayed her office with the greatest of ardor and sincerity. However, eventually the day came for him to be married, and on that day he forgot to say his customary prayers to the glorious Mother of God. But as he sat at the table after the wedding with his new bride and his friends and relatives, he had barely raised his hand to his mouth 3 times when he recalled the prayers that he had neglected to say that day, so immediately he arose from the table and hastily asked the guests to excuse him for a while. And then he rushed to a nearby church dedicated to the Blessed Virgin. There he said his customary prayers and devotions, and then was about to leave to return to his wedding feast. But the Queen of Heaven appeared before him with downcast, melancholy eyes, as if shaded over with some heartbreaking sorrow and disappointment. The youth, struck with a feeling of guilt at his betrayal of his true love, extended his hands and with tears begged for mercy from his mistress. However, Blessed Mary, her voice filled with gentle reproach, said, "Depart from me, you wretched man, and go and enjoy the embraces of your new spouse whom you have married in such cruel contempt of me." At these reproachful words, he was overcome with regret and overwhelmed by the passion of his first love for Mary. "Far be it from me," he said, "that I should do anything contrary to your will. I am willing to sacrifice not only my wife, but my very self, for the sake of your heavenly sweetness and your perfect and incomparable beauty. Just command me and I shall do whatever you say. Just instruct me and I shall obey." And she replied to him softly, "Follow me." And immediately he was taken to a distant, unknown region, where he lived out the rest of his life in abstinence and in prayer, an example to all of the most perfect chastity, silence, and solitude. Story number 5. The Blessed Virgin liberates a soul devoted to her from the sentence of eternal damnation. There was once a certain wealthy man who had lived a life of great wickedness and sin. However, conscious of his own guilt and his need to make amends for his misdeeds, he decided to fund the construction of a monastery, one that was built in honor of the Blessed Virgin. And there, he would establish in it a community of monks once this was done. He himself resolved to become one of the monks. And so he found a suitable location and began to plan the construction. The chapel shall go here, he thought, the dormitory can go there, and so forth. Now it happened that very suddenly the man died, before his project of establishing a monastery was brought to fulfillment, and his soul was taken to its place of judgment, where angels good and bad stood present. The bad angels, serving as advocates of hell's claim for the soul of the deceased, presented, as it were, the case for the prosecution. Giving evidence of the man's wicked way of life, they argued very cogently that he unquestionably was thoroughly deserving of a sentence of eternal damnation. But after about an hour, one of the good angels suddenly appeared, bearing a monk's habit in his hand and saying, "The Blessed Virgin herself sends this holy habit of monastic conversion to this man and bestows upon him her heavenly pardon. For though a sinner in his life and deeds, she considers him to be one of her very own monks in his heart." Upon hearing this, the bad angels at once fled from the scene in confusion and hastened back to the fiery regions of their infernal homelands. And the soul of the man thus escaped damnation and was granted admittance to the kingdom of eternal bliss. Thank you for listening to this section of Imperatrix Aeterna. If you're interested in the other 15 or so stories, please join us over on Patreon. The link is in the show notes. Not only do we consistently have bonus audio such as this, we also have things like a monthly gift, we have a Discord server, we have PDF files, prayer books, and many more to assist you in your spiritual journey. So I am looking forward to seeing you over there, and I am also looking forward to soon bringing you a new season on the mystics and saints of the church. God bless you.